This quarterback, I have a situation. Somebody tried to kill me.
So, P1, I guess this movie has taught me something.
Oh, a January movie taught you something.
Well, yes. If you know accounting, you can magically become a CIA agent.
Damn straight, dude. I mean, it's worked for all the great actors. Look at this. Ludacris, computer hacker.
Oh, God. Look,
50 Cent. I don't know what he did in Escape Plan, but he's a computer genius.
You don't remember.
I mean, you can be anything you want, Leihu. You just got to put your money and your dreams to it, and you can do it.
Actually, you got to go to a writer and say, hey, I want to be this.
You think Chris Pine went to the writer and said, hey, make me a badass.
No, I think it was a writer saying, so what are we going to do with Jack Ryan? What works? 9/11, okay. What will work after 9/11? Accounting member? Fuck it, we got nothing else. Let's go with it.
Now, is this based on a book?
Yes.
I know it's based off Tom Clancy.
Yes. Okay, so I have done my research for us, P1. Now, okay, Jack Ryan is, it is a book series. And
did you do it before or after the movie? So?
I did it after.
Okay.
I probably should have done it before, but fuck it.
No. I think you should do it after, whatever, personally, whatever, just so you could not go in there thinking, oh, they didn't do this, right, whatever. So,
right. So, Jack Ryan, it is a character that has been played multiple times on screen. It started as a book series written by Tom Clancy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has also been played by Alec Baldwin and Ben Affleck. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of the other films in this series, but the other films in this series are The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that was Harrison Ford. I apologize. Patriot Games.
Yeah.
Clear and Present Danger. The Sum of All Fears.
I didn't see all of that one.
Okay, but those are the other movies in this franchise. So it's been 12 years since The Sum of All Fears.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, I definitely don't remember that one.
Yeah, so this is a reboot of the franchise being done by Skydance Pictures, which is, I believe that's J.J. Abrams? No, David Ellison. But they've been doing...
Say, Chris Pine, hey, that motherfucker's in all reboot franchise now, huh?
Yeah, they've been doing a lot with Paramount, and this is a Paramount film. They did the remake of True Grit, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which I actually really like.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Fun movie, too.
Yeah, Jack Reacher, G.I. Joe Retaliation, and Star Trek in the Darkness. So I guess that's why I thought it was run by J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, they got a good track record there or whatever. I mean,
they do.
But, yeah, the last Mission Impossible, that was a fun-ass fucking movie. G.I. Joe Retaliation.
That's a bad fun movie.
RZA's the best actor in that movie.
Yeah.
And you said Jack Reacher, too? Yeah, I like that movie. So.
Yeah, Jack Reacher was fun. And they did True Grit, the Joel and Ethan Coen remake, which I actually really like.
Yeah, they got a good-ass track record.
Yeah, Star Trek. This is the first... Last year was the first year they kind of fucked up, because they did Star Trek in the Darkness, which we were both kids kind of meh on, and World War Z, which everyone knows how I feel about that movie.
They worked on World War Z, too?
Yeah, they were the producers on World War Z.
I thought Brad Pitt was.
Brad Pitt and this production company.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey.
And okay, they're...
Well, just to say, their track record is decent. That's a pretty good track record, I say. They know how to have fun. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and it's funny you mention that they know how to have fun, because I think with this movie, in its action scenes, it does have fun.
Yeah.
Like, the action scenes are very well done. Everything else, not so much.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. The first... I was wondering, like, is this what this Jack Ryan character? Because I don't know him. Like you said, Jerry, I don't know anything about this character at all. Or whatever. Personally, those movies you just named off the guy he was in or whatever, I didn't even know that's part of the franchise or whatever.
Neither did I. Like, I had heard of all those movies and I didn't even realize they all centered around the same character.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was just a common name or something. the first half, once again, another jam, but the first half, it was just boring. And then, like you said, some of the action scenes were pretty fun. I I'm kind of 50-50 on this movie. I didn't think they were shot well at times, though.
I would agree with you on that. There's a fist fight scene with Jack Ryan towards the middle of it that's actually shot really well.
Yeah, that one was shot well. But then there was that one, I think it's in the trailer, the bathroom scene. I did not like how they shot that at all.
It segues into that scene. The fist fight segues into the bathroom, and when it gets to the bathroom, it's just like, there's too many mirrors in here, and it gets lost.
It almost felt as if they put elements of G.I. Joe Retaliation the way they shot that movie and the way they shot like Star Trek Into Darkness or whatever. Because I think Star Trek Into Darkness was shot well or whatever.
Yeah.
And G.I. Joe Retaliation, some of the fight scenes were choppy as fuck or whatever, but it was just out of the lot. It was particularly fun.
Yeah. Do you know who directed this?
Kenneth Branagh.
Yes. Kenneth Branagh left the Thor franchise to do this.
I know. I was looking at that like,
yeah, because Kenneth Branagh, he directs this, and he also stars in it as the bad guy, Victor Chervin.
Yeah.
Who?
I kind of like Kenneth Branagh.
Huh?
I mean, as a filmmaker. I don't know about his movie or whatever. I kind of like him as a filmmaker.
I do, too. I do. I think he's very well at Hamlet adaptations.
Oh, hell yeah. He's good at doing the Shakespeare thing, because he did, honestly, he did Henry V, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so he's good at doing, like, period piece Shakespearean time things or whatever.
And even
like,
Thor. Thor, if you look at Thor, it's kind of like a Shakespearean play, and that's why he was so good with it.
That's why I thought about the movie after reading the book. I thought the movie was handled so well. So, yeah, I give Kenneth Branagh some credit here. What makes me wonder, who did some of the slow...
The what? The slow motion shots?
Oh, shit. Why was there slow motion shots?
Because of fucking Zack Snyder, that's a mandate now for every action movie, which I think is bullshit, but we're going to have to deal with it until people really get sick of it.
Oh my god, like, when I saw it, I'm just like, this movie serves no purpose to why there's slow motion shots.
Right, no, there's no reason to have it.
Like, from the trailer, I kind of took it as a fast-paced action movie.
Which is what I was kind of hoping for.
I know, once again, me and you didn't know anything about it, and I was hoping for a fast-paced action movie where, like, hey, I wouldn't have cared if it was stupid or not, whatever, because I was just like, well, at least I'm going to get some good scenes here, whatever. And you get that first 30 minutes, you're just like, one of those films, action films, trying to be smart, clever, and boring, whatever. And then you get to the action scene, you're just like, oh, is this the best they can do? But then, like you said, that one in the middle was really good. It's just like, okay, maybe it's one of those that just picks up in the end or whatever. And then some more ridiculous shit, and you're just like, you sure Kenneth Branagh was the only director on this?
Yeah, he's the only director on this. Now, I will say this.
Does this feel like a lot?
Yeah, I will say this. In terms of the acting, I think Chris Pine does what he has to do.
What do you think of him as an actor?
What?
What do you think of Chris Pine as an actor?
I think he could be a good actor. I think he just needs better scripts. There's actually a movie I saw called Carriers. It was an independent little horror film that he was really good in.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I think in Star Trek he does okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I mean, I thought, if anything, he was the only character I liked in Star Trek, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think in this movie he does just, you know, okay. I think the standouts in this film, you know, Branagh, when he's on screen as a bad guy, he hams it up and has a lot of fun, you can tell. And,
He knows what he's making here or whatever. I mean, I don't know how he explains it to Chris Pine. But Chris Pine, he's like a Mark Wahlberg for me or whatever. I don't hate him. I don't love him. But if given, like, the material or whatever, I think he could work well with it.
Yeah. The one that I was really happy to see is Kevin Costner does a great job in this movie.
Kevin Costner's resurgence.
Yeah. He does a hell of a job in this movie, because it's like every time he's on screen, he's just chewing up scenery.
He plays Thomas Harper or whatever and shit like that. One thing that I thought annoyed the shit out of me, and actually I thought was probably might have turned the movie around to where I got 50-50. I mean, I was already bored in 30 minutes, but then it kind of picked up a little bit, but Keira Knightley.
Yep, I knew you were going to say it. She is by far the worst part of this movie.
if anything, she's probably the worst acting in this movie, too, whatever.
Well, it's the worst acting, and her character is the worst in this movie, because she plays...
in there.
She plays Jack Ryan's girlfriend, Kathy Muller, who later they reveal at the end gets married to him and becomes Kathy Ryan. And, you know, here's what happens. So, Chris Pine, since he's a CIA agent, keeps telling her, look, baby, I gotta go on work. What are you doing for work? I can't fucking tell you.
Yeah.
So, just trust me on this. Well, I don't trust you, so I'm going to follow you to Moscow. You dumb bitch.
Why would you follow? Okay, you, first of all, that already threw me off. I was like, plot story here. I don't think anyone would just randomly just go, I'm going to follow you to Moscow, and then locate a gun, then still be sticking around here or whatever. You know what we've got to do? Probably plot synopsis later.
So, okay. Oh, yeah, we still haven't gotten a plot synopsis for this. So, the plot synopsis here is that Jack Ryan, they start off with him as a second lieutenant in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
But he's critically injured when his helicopter gets shot down. So, he's in rehabilitation, and he attracts the attention of Kevin Costner's character,
mm-hmm.
who wants to... put him in the CIA, and he recognizes that Jack Ryan is really good at deciphering and decoding complex patterns, kind of like accounting and stuff like that. So
yeah.
They put him in an accounting...
James Bond villain.
Right. They put him in an accounting firm to, infiltrate it, because they think terroristic activity is going on, and they think that some people are selling to a terrorist, which they find out is true, who's played, as we said earlier, by Kenneth Branagh and Victor Cheven. So, where Keira Knightley plays into this, like we said, she's his girlfriend, and when he goes to Moscow to go get Victor, she follows him along thinking that she's cheating on him. Now,
yeah.
When Harper... finds out that Kathy, you know, has now figured out everything, you would think, okay, FBI, you have to change your identity, you need to get the fuck out of here, you're never allowed to see him again, I'm sorry. No! Here's what happens. Harper goes, well, she knows. Here's a gun, you're gonna be in the part. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, that was... that really took me out of this box. I was just like, alright, if you're gonna try to... At first, I thought it was a James Bond knockoff. That was it, yeah. If you're gonna be like a follow-up to Skyfall or be a James Bond wannabe, then try not to be stupid and boring.
Yeah, try not to be stupid and boring. And with that, oh, you fucked it up.
Yeah, that was where it kind of took a second hold. I was just like, you know, if you was gonna go this route, you probably should have started the movie with this, you know, instead of that slow-ass... 5 to 30 minutes we had or whatever.
Yeah, because in the trailers they set up to like maybe Keira Knightley's like a Black Ops, double agent, where she could be working for the bad guy. And if they would have went with that, it's like, okay, well that could at least be interesting. No.
Yeah, they didn't even try to do that.
No, the trailers, the trailers and commercials are right. You're not going to expect what's coming because it's too stupid to expect.
You know, it's funny because when I saw that in the trailer, I was like, I don't know anything about the character or the book or anything like that, but it's from this trailer. It looked like Keira Knightley may be working for the bad.
Yeah. You'd think.
It was kind of like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing or whatever, where they don't know they work for secret agents or shit like that. And I was like, that's kind of a spoiler right there. And then you see what happens in the movie, just like, wow, I guess all the people that thought of that actually had a better idea than this movie did. Because, damn, what happens?
Yeah, so... from that point on, things go just crazy. Like, it's like the first half of this movie, they thought out, they were very intricate with it, and then the second half of the movie, once the Keira Knightley thing happens, all the writers went.
Yeah, pretty much.
Once
Keira Knightley's fucked. You know how you said Chris Pine went to the script writer, whatever. Keira Knightley went to the script.
It's like, hey, I'm an actress. I've been in action movies before. I know what to do, and they're like, good point.
She's like, hey, look, check this out. I'll show you some side boob. And you just, and shit like that. She must either have something against Prince Pine or Kenneth Branagh. She said, I need this movie to fail. And I need you to fuck it up, whatever. Not to say that the movie didn't fail. I mean, there's still some good parts in it, whatever, that I actually enjoyed, whatever. But
no, the last action scene, the last car chase, is actually pretty well done.
Yeah, it's half and half on the shots, whatever. There's shots in here of the action scenes that are done bad. There's some that's done good. It doesn't keep... movie's like, what, 2 hours long now? Or like 150?
145.
145, whatever. And it doesn't have a steady pace of...
No. No. It doesn't seem like it knows what it wants to be.
Yeah. And which is funny because it's based on a book and has... which you just named off like five other versions of it. So I'm just like,
well, this one specifically isn't based off a book.
Oh, this one is. You said this one isn't specifically.
No, this one is not specifically based off a book. This is actually the first one in the film series that's not based off a book. This is a first completely original idea, and how ironic that it's when Tom Clancy dies.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny though too because I think they have an idea of who this person is and what he does, or but. What they did here was just like you said, they seem completely fucking lost over. And yeah, like you said, maybe it's because Tom Clancy died, he wouldn't stand over.
You know what? I hate to say it, but it very might well be.
No, this movie is a revelation of saying that, damn, nobody understood a Tom Clancy book because that's what he was. Only person that understood a Tom Clancy book was Tom Clancy himself, whatever. They just thought it was good because.
And for people who play way too much Ghost Recon.
Yeah, exactly. Ghost Recon. Well, I played his video game, but I just assumed they were the same thing.
I know how to play Rainbow Six.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. So, shit, I would assume that the movie's going to be the same way. So, let's end it on that way. I think the ending, God. Like you say, was fun or whatever. Yeah, I actually don't know where the following on this movie or whatever. Because there were like sprinkled elements in it. I was like, oh, that's good there, whatever. And then there was just parts where I was just like, the bad part is dragging out longer than the good parts.
So I'm gonna guess a stream it for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with stream it.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this a low run it.
Yeah,
just because I did have some fun with it. I did, yeah. And compared to some of the other shit we've seen this month, this is by far and away the best we've seen this month.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that.
So. Like, I mean, after all the bullshit we've had to sit through, like, I saw it, it's like, finally, some competence!
Unless you want to follow, like, the Oscar movies that we released this week.
Oh, that's not even fair. Like, that's not even a fair comparison, because they're getting re-releases, because they're like, fuck it, we don't know what's seeing shit this month.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, her.
Yeah.
That's wide release. Yeah.
And didn't make any money for some reason.
Because people are stupid.
Good night, everyone.
Jack Ryan, my nigga.
Really? Do you have to end every review this week with that?
My nigga.
Good night, folks.
All right.
Better.
Not even firing a shot. There's a very real scenario here where we don't get out of this alive.
We are compromised.
If you find the truth, will you believe it?